103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon and welcome to The Sod Show with myself, Brian Green, himself, Peter Donegan, and Katrina Redmond, who manages the production side of the blogs. We're with you until 3:30 this afternoon, talking horticulture and gardening. Our featured interview this week, we're talking to Cara T. Daly from Waterford IT. And it's an interesting interview. You'll want to hang around for that one. If you've missed any of our recent shows, you can catch them on podcast. Go to sodshow.com and the last 3.5 years of podcasts are available there. Also through our audio podcasting partner, audioboo.com, you can get all of our past shows. To get in touch with the programme, if you have anything for us news-wise, you can get us in various ways. So I'll give you a few of them. On Twitter, at Sodshow. On email, info@sodshow.com. And we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Sod Show. Loads of ways to get in touch. Now, all you need to do is send us in your news. Now, I know it's the middle of the summer and gardening news is very, very quiet. But if you have anything, we'd definitely be reading it out on air next week. Look forward to hearing from you. Just before we go into this week's interview, we have to say hello and thanks to our sponsors. They are greensacks.ie. They make compostable bags for your home and garden, and you can check them out on the internet at www.greensacks.ie. You can also check them out in the supermarket, where you can pop them into your trolley as you're going by. They're really good for the brown bin. They've also got Greensacks Minis now, which are little small compostable bags. You can put them in your pocket if you're going out walking, and if you walk a dog, well, you know what they might be for. And if you've got, you know, reason to put nappies in little bags, Greensacks Minis are good for that too. That's the commercial side of stuff done. Now let's go to the horticulture side. And each week we hear another interview, and this week Peter Donegan is talking to Cara T. Daly of Waterford IT.
103.2 Dublin City FM and Ireland's best podcast, 2013, at Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/thesodshow, and sodshow.com for all of the back catalogue. If you missed any of that, just Google Sod Show. Also, with thanks to greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. In my company, it is the chosen one, Cara T. Daly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Peter?
I'm fantastic, as always. We've had a series, an episode, an unscheduled schedule of your students on the show, basically telling us what the crystal ball will hold, what it held in the past. Some of them have been older than me, some of them younger, some of them around my own age. Not any of them as good looking or as intelligent, I should add. The common denominator in all of them was very much that on mic or off mic, that they all spoke so highly of you. And outside of myself, I don't know anybody who holds that. I'm joking. But they genuinely all spoke so highly of you. How good are you at your job? And how did you become so good at it?
I'm sort of surprised, for a start. How good? Well, I just started this job about a year and 2 months ago. I'm sort of feeling my way as I go along, really. Straight out of a PhD, haven't been teaching before. Have an idea of what is a good teacher coming from UCD. So I try to put what I learned there into action down here.
Okay, so for those listening outside of Ireland, yeah, you're right. I didn't know that in the start. I got Brian on my left there. But UCD is University College Dublin, where they teach horticulture and teach people how to be teachers. And then the other side of it is you are based in Waterford Institute of Technology, where what's your official title down here?
I am the Horticulture Level 7 Course Leader.
That's what I'm doing. Wow. Do you get it? Do you get one of those things in your desk? Do you get one of them?
I shall make one tomorrow. I shall definitely make one.
why Waterford? Why leave the Pale? Why leave Ballyhackley? Why leave Dublin? Why come down to Waterford and do what you're doing? Why?
Well, I suppose to answer that question is I didn't want to leave Ireland. I left Ireland back in 96 to go to college in England, and I finished college there, and then I had a couple of 6 or 7 years working in pharmaceuticals, and I wanted to come home. I missed Ireland. I completely missed Ireland, needed to come home. So I came home, did another degree, did my PhD, and then decided I don't want to go abroad. You know, I don't want to go abroad to teach. I don't want to go abroad to research. I want to stay here in Ireland. This is where my partner and my life is and my family is. And I think I was just lucky, Peter, that this job was advertised. And I sort of hummed and hawed about applying for it because I'm coming from a botany undergrad and a PhD in cell biology. So I thought, you know, how does that fit into horticulture? And I hummed and hawed about applying for it. And then I thought, you know, I think I can make it work and I can make my own little niche in there. I'll get to teach plant sciences, which is what I'm passionate about is the plants, you know. So I'll get to teach that. And I'll make my own little niche down there and I'll do my own horticulture research. So I applied and I was lucky enough to get the interview and lucky enough to be offered the job soon after. So, and the rest is history, as they say. So I love it down here.
Let me backtrack on this, because the one thing that's sticking in my head is the I can hear Katrina Redmond saying a sideshow bingo, but I did the growing plants under my bed. I did my first garden at 10. I was in college at 17. I put myself through college making gardens and playing guitar very badly. I came out of college. I was doing things that were always horticulture related. You noted pharmaceuticals. What yes. was there a plant element to that, or was it no? It was just
no,
pharmaceuticals.
Not at all,
why?
Not at all. My journey into plant science is sort of convoluted. So when I was in school back in 96, I was sport mad. I wanted to play tennis. I wanted to play basketball, and I wanted to be a PE teacher. So I did study sports science over in Twickenham, St. Mary's, and decided I didn't like the course after about 2 years. So I dropped out and I couldn't come home. I was sort of a little bit embarrassed, and also I was fiercely independent at that stage as well, and I thought I'm going to make myself a life over here. So I worked in pharmaceuticals for 6 years for a couple of different companies. And then I felt that because I didn't have the third level degree, I wasn't going to be able to do myself justice and my skills justice. And I said, okay, I'm 27 now. I want to go back to college and study something that I'm really passionate about. And when I really, you know, examined what I was passionate about, it was plants. It was plants. And I thought, well, am I going to get a job in plants afterwards? What am I going to do? And I said, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to enjoy my studies. And I'll worry about that when I get to the end of it. So I've always had a passion for plants. I think I was sort of maybe a little bit immature when I was, you know, 18, 19, going to college. Like, I didn't really know myself. You know, I think it takes a few years to get you to know yourself. And I think it's very important to do a job that you enjoy, you know. And I would sort of try to give the message out that it's never too late to change your mind and to try something new.
Okay, so I've been told this all of my life as a male growing up in Ireland, that I should never ask a woman her age, a lady. I'm getting there, folks. I'm still learning. Okay, but can I ask you what age you were when you decided to turn around and go, okay, Cara, look at yourself honestly in the mirror now. What do you want to be? I want to be a let's go do horticulture. What age did you have that eureka moment at?
I was around about 25. I was around about 25 and over in England and missing home a lot. I come from a farming background, so Mum and Dad would have a dairy farm, and I was very involved in the farm as well. So I missed I missed the outdoor life. I was 25 when I decided to go back to college. I was 27 when it actually happened. So you can do the sums. I'm 36 now.
Okay, but in short, if you make the call at 25 and you start at 27, you knew before you signed up for that you were going to be, what, 25, 27, 33 by the time you came out of college? Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And hold on, this isn't knocking Cara, this is just for those who haven't studied horticulture, let me put this in context. At 25 years of age, Donegan Landscaping was born, Donegan Landscaping Limited Company. and I would have owned my own house, I think, 6 months later. So I wasn't even 26. My first home, it was a, it's a four walls with a roof, if you really want to call it something. But you knew that if, I know that if I go back to college and do 6 years now at 38, I'm going to be 44 by the time I get out, and I'm not going to be earning a full income. That's a lot of heart. It's a very admirable lot of heart to turn around and make that kind of a call.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. And I was, you know, I had obviously friends who I'd grown up with who were buying houses and were getting promoted at work and had, you know, were having families. And I was sitting in the books on a Friday evening doing my work and the weekend. But I loved what I was doing. You know, it was perfect for me. It's perfect what I was doing. And, you know, I've never given it a second thought, really, about being, you know, a little bit older while in college. I think I got a lot more out of it the second time around. Because I was trying to prove myself I could do it. I was also loving what I was actually, you know, learning. You know, I was passionate about this. And I realised how little I knew. And then when I got to the end of it, I realised again how little I still don't. I still know. People who I had grown up with, who had gone to school with, had gone out and had started their careers straight out of college. They were buying the houses. They were having the family, and I was sitting in on a Friday evening doing my work and loving everything I was learning.
Okay, let me put into context a little bit of what Cara said. So the big reason that Peter wanted to go out on his own was because I wanted to make gardens. It was a pure and utter passion, and believe me, there's nobody or very few I know who are in horticulture in Ireland. It's like being a musician in Ireland or a poet in Ireland. Probably poet is a little bit better, or an artist. You don't get really make a whole lot of money unless you're kind of 6 feet under kind of thing. But my whole thing to do what I did was that I got to make gardens under my own name, or I got to do something that I believed in my heart that I could do something different, or I could make a difference. A lot of it was very different. I hear some of you say panto crowd, but at the same token, there's a plethora, an equal common denominator, as I said earlier on, across the board with you, with your students, with myself. It's nothing to do with age. It's nothing to do with your background. It's nothing to do with profile. But the one thing when you ask most people, why do you give away 4 or 6 years of your life to do something, to start at the bottom, to be cleaning bunkers, to be picking flowers at 6 o'clock in the morning, to be getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning in the first place when it's snowing, to do all of that, to not earn money for such a long period of time so that you can learn. And that's the greatest thing about horticulture. You cannot qualify, come out of college and walk straight into a job and go, get out of my way, you. Boom, left, right and centre. I am the boss. I've got a qualification. It never really stops.
No, it never ever stops. And I suppose coming from an educational sort of perspective, we could never hope to teach you everything you need to know for a horticultural degree. I mean, the area is so absolutely diverse. We can give you the basics and try and build on those and give you an idea of what's out there. But we could never hope to teach you everything. But as well as sort of teaching you the basics and adding on to that, we're also trying to teach you how to, you know, engage in sort of a lifelong learning. You know, where can I go to get the information I need? How can I keep improving? So that you know how to keep learning when you leave.
As one of the head dons of the horticulture side of it in Waterford Institute, I walk in the door of this college, and I suppose the question would be not so much what happens next, but what is the basic requirement that makes a good, I won't say good student, but after you do the 4 years of college, makes the best horticulturist to be broad across the board. So whether they be greenkeeper, florist, whatever the case may be, but nonetheless in horticulture, what makes the better ones?
I think it would be students who have engaged from the get-go when they get in here. So the course would be designed in a way where you get a good broad education and you get, I suppose, different experiences along the way, but to try and engage the whole way through and try and network as well. So while you're in here in WIT, you're quite protected as a student. You know, we can feed you the information and we can bring you to where you need to be. I would say also to try and get to network while you're here. So join Twitter, have a professional profile on Twitter where you start interacting with horticulture professionals in the field, and build yourself a little network. Since I started this job, I've sort of been looking at, you know, where our graduates end up, where are the jobs advertised, and I'm sort of quite shocked that a lot of the jobs aren't advertised. It's very much still who you know, or even people going out and making their own jobs themselves, you know, coming up with an idea and going marketing it. So what you really need to do is to set up a good support network from yourself. You need a professional network and you need a good network at home, whether it be a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a mum or a dad or a great sibling, somebody to support you and someone to edge you on when maybe you're feeling down or you don't want to go to college in the Monday morning. You have someone there to text you, did you go to college today? You know, give you a little bit of encouragement along the way. I would certainly never have got where I am now today without encouragement from my family and my partner.
Is it a case of that as students? I know I had a cracking time going through college, but I also equally had I won't say dark days, but I had moments where you naturally bang. I don't care whether you're writing a book or you're racing a sports car, you sometimes bang your head off the wall and go, you question it. It's not wrong to do that. Is that the bit where you need the right people? I think, is it Oprah Winfrey? Don't ask me where this one came from if you're listening at home, but that said, you know, you should only surround yourself with people who will lift you higher or bring you higher. Is it that having the right people, the right support network, is that the bit that's important when you have that bad moment or that off moment?
Oh, I think absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You've sort of, I suppose, got some, I suppose I try and sort of call them saboteurs sometimes, who they bring a bit of negative energy to the room, or, you know, they sort of are a bit too cynical. And I think, Peter, now from talking to me, you know that I'm the least cynical person going, to the point that some people have told me I'm quite naive with some of my outlook. I think I sort of have to dismiss that kind of an attitude because it's not helpful for a start. There's a great support network here, even with the professionals here in WIT. Myself, my door is always open, and if anyone ever wanted to contact me via email or phone or whatever means they need to get to me, I'm always going to make myself available. The other lecturers we have here are also equally approachable, with tons of support in here.
What makes WIT stand out above them? And again, I know we would have been across with Owen Lettice and UCC around the time of James Wong when he made his journey across, and himself and James were on. And I know Owen was saying, my college, in a Cork accent, of course, is the best, I'm not going to do it, is the best college. They're not the same. And to clarify for those who have not studied horticulture, the course in the Botanic Gardens is not the same as the one in Waterford Institute. The ones they do in UCC are not the same as the ones in WIT, this one where we are now. But it's still horticulture. But what makes it better to come here?
I think all the courses have something different to offer. We have our collaboration with Chaswick over in Kildalton, which is just about 20 minutes away from our main campus here in Waterford. And they have great staff over there with years and years of experience. So they tend to teach a lot of the horticulture subjects over here, whereas and we will have a sort of a free shuttle bus to get students from here to there every day. And in WIT, the students will be studying the more sciencey end of the stuff, like the chemistry, the plant biology, and also some business subjects as well. So I suppose from that regard, a student would never get bored. Would never get bored here because there are two different centres for a start.
I should add again, there's a wonderful interview we did with Donal, D-O-N-A-N-L, Donal, Flanagan, who is across there in Kildalton College of Horticulture, and Fred Townsend, and I was also there. Fred, your shin pads, I'll bring you out for a pint, my good man, and we'll talk about them. That's an in-joke. If you never went to Kildalton, you'll never figure that one out. But it is a fantastic, an absolutely fantastic place to go. The fact that they're aligned with you makes it that little bit extra special. The interview with Donal's, by the way, became the fourth most listened to Sod Show in the space of 1 week. I have no idea why, apart from the fact that the man is an absolute genius. Cara, what's the future hold for you as an individual? What does it hold for you? What is it? Is it this bit here? Is it the fact that what's the next couple of years for you?
As I was saying earlier, my main interest would be in the plant science. And I'm sort of expertly placed to bring students into the plant sciences as well. So we'll have our horticulture course down here. There'll still obviously be lots of practical horticulture. We'll also hopefully be soon introducing a more practical science and aspect to it, so that students of horticulture can get obviously the science basis in horticultural training, but also get a sound basis in plant science training, which will hopefully open doors for them to go into maybe masters or PhDs working in horticulture.
Wow, indeed. It's kind of mad when you start picking up people and you get talking and you find out, jeepers, did you know my mother? In Cara's case, it wasn't. No, I didn't know your mother at all. It was the whole pharmaceutical thing. And then you see them kind of growing up and moving on and going to the next level. I cannot tell you how wonderful a welcome I got when I came down here. And again, I jest, maybe, no, not really. I don't know whether it's because of my dashing good looks or just the fact that I am so bloody intelligent. But nonetheless, they are Horticulture WIT on the Twittery thing. We will have all of the links up on sodshow.com. Cara does operate the Horticulture WIT Twitter account if you want to go and have a chat with her. In the meantime, Cara T. Daly, thank you so much for your time. It's been a wonderful, absolute belly of laughs and a genuine pleasure.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thanks for coming down.
Our thanks to Cara T. Daly for not only the interview, but for organising all the interviews and the visit to Waterford IT. As always, thanks to the wonderful producer of The Sod Show, Peter Donegan. I was going to put an initial in there, but I don't know Peter's initial. We'll have to kind of find that out for next week, won't we? My initial is H, and I have used it back in my drawing office days. I was BHG. Reminds me of BFG. Hello, Bernie Gold back in Tipperary. Now, where was I going? I got totally confused. We're going to close down the show. We're back next week at 3 o'clock on Friday. As always, catch you on the podcast, sodshow.com. Thanks to Katrina Redmond on the blogs. Thanks to our sponsors, greensax.ie. Always with you, lads. Thank you very much. Take care and goodbye.